Welcome back. You're listening to 1600 KUSH in Cushing, and that was a little double play from our next guest in the studio right now, Gypsy Twang. The time is 9:14 and currently at 68 degrees outside. Looks like the rain has stopped for a little while. Today, partly sunny, high near 94, heat index around 105. Tonight, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of around 71 and east winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. And on Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 96, heat index around 106, and east winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. And on Saturday night, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of around 72. Miss Molly Payne is in Studio B with Gypsy Twang. And I'm telling you, Facebook is blowing up, Miss Molly.
Why are you blowing up Facebook?
I'm not. DJ, Rick Riley, all of the TNMC people.
They're all listening?
They're all listening.
All right,
because they're wanting some Gypsy Twang.
Okay, whose phone is that? We confiscate.
I think it's ours, isn't it?
Oh.
Easy, lucky.
Yeah, we have another little phone over there that we tend to forget about.
Well, that's twice that this rang today, so.
I wonder why it's calling. Anyway, Gypsy Twang, Sarah Barker, Cassie Latshaw, Mike Music, and Steve Honeychild.
Honeychild? Honey Boo Boo?
Not the same as Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
That's right.
Definitely not.
Oh, Sarah says, absolutely not. Well, I have to ask, first of all, where did you get the name Gypsy Twang?
Well, I was friends with Bob Childers.
Oh, name dropper you.
Yes. And, I love his song, Dance with the Gypsies, and so that's where that came from.
You kind of have a gypsy look, by the way.
Thank you.
A little bit closer.
Bob.
Okay, a little bit closer. You're going to have to love the mic a little.
Love it like you're singing in it.
Not that mic.
And, of course, Twang, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. If you hear our new CD, Daddy, you know, you're all about the twang.
And how many syllables does Daddy have?
Daddy.
Get an extra one or two in there. And, Sarah, how long have you been playing and singing?
Well, I guess about 15 years. Of course, I've been singing all my life, you know, but I bought my first guitar when I turned 40.
Really?
Yes, at Daddy O's in Stillwater.
A little plug for Daddy O's.
Yeah,
we'll bill you later.
And Mike Shannon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of convinced me that I could be a songwriter, and I took him up on that, and he helped me get started on that. And
that's kind of a late, I mean, not that you're old, because you're younger than me.
I am a late bloomer.
But you are a late
everybody.
Bloomer.
Yes, I am.
Shut up, Joyce. She said everybody's younger than me. Anyway, but why did he see that in you?
I don't know. I just...
Intuition?
He could see that I really wanted to learn how to play guitar, and the reason I wanted to learn to play was so that I could just accompany myself, you know. I didn't want to be a rock star or anything.
You didn't? Not at 40?
No.
I hear touring's real tough in the rock world.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Probably didn't have enough in you to tear up a hotel room or something.
I still don't.
Oh, wait. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go down that
path.
This
is a family show.
This is a family show.
Yeah. Careful there, honey.
Don't tell all your secrets on the air.
But the music that I gravitated towards at that point especially was really all singer-songwriter stuff, like Gillian Welch especially was one of my favorites, you know. So.
Yeah. Now, how'd you run into these guys? First of all, Steve, has he been your mate for many years, or did you just pick him up along the side of the road this morning?
Well, we've been married almost 9 years.
Okay.
But I actually met him at a bluegrass festival.
Oh.
The Guthrie Bluegrass Festival, OIBF.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. He was playing a banjo, and I just was smitten.
Smitten by the banjo player, huh? And what about you, Steve? Why were you smitten? How were you smitten by
this? Was I smitten?
Yeah.
Well, she's so cute, and she can sing like an angel, and I was just drawn to her. I think we were drawn to each other.
Oh. like moths to a flame.
Or flies to, well, never mind.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's more.
Now, what about you, Cassie? Where did you come into the mix?
Well, I guess it all starts from when we met at the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival, probably like in 2009, 2010. I don't know, we were always Facebook friends after that, because I just thought they were so cool, you know, like the coolest cats out there.
Now, you seem like you're younger than me.
No, actually, I'm 62.
You're 62. Well, you, man, are well preserved.
I want to know what kind of makeup.
Really.
I want to know what kind of makeup she uses.
I'm quite a bit younger than these guys, but I always hang with the older crowd. I think they're just more fun, and, you know, there's more wisdom to be had there. So.
Oh, so you want to be a wise acre.
Yeah, you got it.
That's why I hang out with Molly.
Oh, yes, Joyce.
Old
that's
soul
why
with
she.
You.
Okay, yeah, you're an old soul? You think so?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got some old souls, but those are called my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you brought somebody with you. You've got a couple of special guests.
I did. I brought my little shaker here, Pinky, and her boyfriend, Jack Black.
And I told you I've been trying to get Jack Black on here, but. Yeah, he's a lot smaller than I expected.
Yeah. Well, he went on a diet, you see. He's on that Atkins kick.
Now, what's the difference in the one than Jack Black and Pinky?
Well,
other than the way they look.
It's all in the tone. One's got a little lighter tone, a little, you know, airier, and this one's got this, you know,
manly
tone.
Too. Yeah. Okay.
That's where Jack Black comes in.
Now, we've got Mike Music back here, and he's Mr. Chopped Liver, obviously, because we haven't let him say anything. Mike, yell up to the front, please.
Yell what? You gotta ask me a question.
Oh, I have to ask you a question. How long have you been in music?
About 30 years. I've been in it a while.
Is that all? Hey, you're related to some folks around here, and you better say something nice.
Yeah, because they're all listening.
Thanks for the fish last night. It was awesome.
Who? Pam?
Oh. Yeah, my wife Pam. She works at Valley Hope.
She does, and she made you fish?
She cooked fried fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it still good for you when you fry it?
And wait a minute. And Pam, you didn't send any out here for me.
You know, I think there may be more to the story than I want to delve into. I don't know if I want to go into that pond with you.
Yeah.
Hang on the water.
Remember we said that family show thing.
And this is why we like musicians in studio.
You know, was it a bottom feeder? Was it catfish?
Let's move on from there.
Okay, all right. Getting a little smelly in here. Okay, well, I do want to hear something from you guys.
All right.
What are you going to play first off?
Well, I thought I'd start off with a song I wrote called I Miss You Most. I wrote this song for Steve.
Oh, you guys are making eyes at each other. I'm getting a little nauseous.
Sickening, isn't it?
But Steve is closer to me.
Well, when we first met...
We're touching.
Okay. Oh, my God.
When we first met, I was living in Enid. He was living in Tulsa. And for some reason, it was a lot more fun for me to go to Tulsa than it was for him to come to Enid. So I was kind of burning up the highway, you know, going back and forth on Highway 412. And that's when I wrote this song.
All right. Gypsy Twang.
It's a fine line I cross between heaven and hell. 6 in the morning, down Highway 412. Right side to Tulsa, fade far behind. Heat of your heart is the sand in my mind. Time. 2 hours away. I miss him most at the end of the day.
Very nice.
And your voice. You have a very unique voice.
That's what everybody tells me.
And I love it.
Thank you.
Who do you think you might kind of sound like? Is there somebody? Or who do they tell you sound like?
Well, I get a lot of Patsy Cline, which I don't really hear that. And Gillian Welch and Emmylou Harris, you know, I think anybody that kind of does that.
I figured Emmylou was on there.
Yeah.
And then there's Monica Taylor.
Monica Taylor.
Do you ever get to sing with Monica?
Oh, yeah. She's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to go out to her garden once in a while?
You bet.
We're actually going to be having her on the studio before the Cherokee Maidens play over at Cimarron Breeze.
The Cherokee Maidens. Everybody needs to go out and see that show on August 23rd.
Oh, and you knew the date.
Absolutely.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Cassie and I are going. She's my date.
Oh, she's your date?
Yep.
You're dumping Steve or what?
Well, Steve is actually in another band, Spring Street Bluegrass Band.
Okay.
And they have a gig that night, so.
In Kimberling City.
Yep. So it's going to be the ladies.
Yep.
The ladies.
You guys sound, your harmonies are great.
Thank you.
You're not related at all?
No.
You get that a lot?
No, just soul sisters.
Just soul sisters, that's right. Nothing wrong with that. Well, no, we probably have about time for one more song before we go to a break. Do you have something that you
Let's do a Patsy Cline song.
Okay, a little Patsy Cline.
This is on our new CD, Daddy.
Daddy by Gypsy Twang.
Can you pick up?
What?
Go.
Each time I go out with someone
Gypsy Twang here on your Morning Mojo. We're going to take a little break and come back with more from Sarah Barker, Cassie Latshaw, Mike Music, and Steve Honeychild.